Yesterday, a prosecutor walked into a hospital at full capacity in the town of Osmaniye in Turkey. He had no appointment. There were patients waiting everywhere to see a doctor. The doctor in charge of the clinic had taken a leave, and another doctor was sent temporarily to run the operation. The prosecutor barged into the office of the doctor, who was with another patient. As the reports indicate, he demanded to be seen immediately ahead of all others because he was the district attorney. The attending physician told him to wait outside as he had somebody in his office. Security forces immediately shut down the clinic for the day and the police caught the doctor. He was handcuffed and taken to the police station to be questioned.
The hospitals are in full capacity in Turkey with the number of COVID cases not easing up. Wave after wave, the rising number of patients have taken every available bed. It's hard to bring the supporters of capitalism to talk about for-profit healthcare in public. They prefer secret backroom dealings and closed sessions to discuss how much profit they will make on human life and death. The best example of these backroom dealings emerged when Goldman Sachs analysts questioned if curing patients with a short-term treatment was good for business. Back in 2018, a report from CNBC expressed a business dilemma for making a buck. Should the patients be kept on a leash and milked like a cow, or should the sick be treated and sent home?
No, it's not the lack of morals of one business analyst that's at play here. When the system of capitalism allows services and goods to be provided to the society, if and only if the few owners of the means of production are permitted a cut, the entire humanity loses. The issue is most acute in health services, but we can easily make the same argument in housing, food, education, utilities, and other areas. The COVID-19 pandemic and its aftermath became a bonanza for the health capitalists. Irrational solutions that prioritize profit-making stood in front of stopping the deadly spread of the virus. Instead of discussing the best way to fight the disease, the discussions turned to how best to accommodate the business community. The drug corporations feeding on taxpayers' funds worked in secret behind closed doors to compete for their vaccine's market share.
The only logical approach of all scientists sharing information and working together to find a cure wasn't even discussed in mainstream media because it goes against profit-making principles. If the scientific community worked together, collaborated, shared, cooperated openly, a vaccine would have been found, manufactured, and distributed with the utmost efficiency. What we are witnessing is the sacrifice of human lives for the sake of profit. Her name was Aslı Özkısırlar. She lived in İzmir, Turkey, and she came to the attention of the country when she tweeted on March 24th that she'd been waiting more than 10 days to get a hospital bed. She said,
"There's no bed to be found. However, yes, please do go ahead and meet with your party conferences. Why should my pain and suffering matter to you?"
She was referring to the ruling party's ongoing conferences attended by thousands bussed in by the government for political shows with no masks or precautions around the country. Thousands fell ill and were hospitalized after each meeting, but an order from above stopped all social media sharing of those who caught the virus at the party conventions because it didn't look good. On March 31st, she was pleading.
"We asked millions of people trying to find someone who could find a way to get me to a hospital. Someone knew the head of the hospital who called me to come in tomorrow. Whatever you have, luck or prayer, please send my way."
The very next day, she was dead. What we are witnessing is the sacrifice of human lives for profit.
With privatized hospitals organized around maximizing profits and employing a minimum level of healthcare professionals to maintain competitiveness, patients' lives are lost.
A government contractor is importing the vaccines in Turkey, but refuses to disclose the cost of each jab because it is a trade secret. The buyer, seller, middleman, manufacturer, private hospitals, contractors, and transporters all make high profits from vaccination. Taxpayers pay for all these, yet They are not allowed to know how much. Vaccination programs are dangerously behind, with the government promising to restart vaccinations in late September, and Turkey leads in the number of cases and deaths in the world. A new vaccine tourism industry has started, with the rich traveling to Serbia, Russia, and even to the US to get vaccinated. All this while plastic surgeons are booked full for hair transplants, nose jobs, and facelifts with patients from all over the Middle East.
The Health Minister of Turkey, Fahrettin Koca, is the Vice President of the Business Council of the Foreign Economic Relations Council Education Committee. He is well versed in trading, buying, selling, and owning private hospitals. He owns one of the largest private hospital chains and medical universities. Media showed that his hospitals were charging excessively for corona tests when public hospitals weren't given test kits. His private hospitals are seen as above the law. They do not abide by the rules and regulations of hospitals. The government keeps handing out historical and touristic public buildings to him free of charge to turn them into his private hospitals and make huge profits.
This is the age of barbarism, theft, corruption, and profiteering brought on by capitalism. The commodification of human lives has caused millions of deaths, not the virus. Reporting for Pacifica, this is Mehmet Bayram
and Gülden Yazgan.
Thank you.